Ben Moore has been in love with bees for as long as anyone can remember. And as far as we can tell, the feeling is entirely mutual. Although he still sometimes feels the sting of his passion. Hang around, learn a little. It's as sweet as honey and always a buzz. It's the Ultimate Pollinators Podcast with Ben, his friends and associates, and of course, Ben's bees.
Hey everybody, Benny's back. Thank you so much, everyone, for your patience. All your listeners, really appreciate it. It's been 3 months since the last podcast, and how cool was that one with Cole Wilson? So thank you, everyone, for hanging on there. It's just been a crazy busy season for me. It's been really highs and lows, and I'll tell everyone what's been sort of happening. It's been really good, but the weather's been shocking. Like this La Nina pattern has really sort of been a bit of a struggle town for the bees, because obviously with this rain, what's been happening, it's, you know, been washing out the nectar out of the flowers, and then it takes, you know, a day for nice sunshine for that to dry out the flowers so the bees can work them. And then, it rains again. We've had so much rain. I heard somewhere, I read somewhere in Melbourne, it's been the coldest November on record. And I think the records go back about 167 years or something. So it's been really tricky, but the bees have been okay. They've needed a feed, which is very unusual, you know. So during springtime, we shouldn't have to feed our bees. But, you know, sometimes it's a matter of life and death, you know, to give them some sugar. We'll keep them going until something pops through. So it's been incredibly challenging in that aspect. That's for me in Melbourne. I've heard other reports up in Queensland, a bit with so much rain. It's been tricky. But no, other than that, it's been super busy. I mean, obviously, swarm season. It's been coming in fits and starts. Because what's been going on is, we have these, as soon as it's a sunny day, you know, the bees are like, boy, we're time to swarm. We're going to do what, you know, that natural reproductive act that bees do, and that swarm. And it's been crazy. So managing bees, I've been selling nukes and been so excited, you know, people getting their bees, which has been awesome. You know, people picking up the bees like picking up a puppy or a kitten, and so excited to get them. So I've been enjoying doing that. I've managed a couple of little spots where I've got bees, have had a bit of flows come through. So it has been okay. So it's been good, been very good, challenging and so forth, but just been crazy. So, I've been working lots. You know, people, if anyone sort of knows me, for probably 2 to 3 months, you know, the busy time, I don't answer my phone. I can only get to people via text message. So, and for all those people sending me lovely messages, you know, really appreciate it, really do. So, and I appreciate you listening to the to this podcast. So I'm back and it's going to be great, because do I have some amazing guests lined up. It's going to be really, really cool. So a couple of them, we've got Tiffany Bates from Western Australia. She does a lot of research on bees and works with her grandfather, who's a beekeeper. So I'm very excited to have her. I've got Damien Gans. He's one of the owners of Chemist Warehouse, the director. So really excited. It's an Australian pharmacy. It's a franchise, I believe, and we'll hear all about that with Damien. I think there's only 350 stores, about over 8,000 employees. So really excited. And Damien keeps bees. So he's got some bees there. So we're going to hear about the highs and the lows of bees. We're going to talk to Tristan Green, who's been in telecommunications for 15 years, and what it's like being a beekeeper who's allergic to bees. So if he gets stung, he gets knocked around a bit. So the challenges of keeping bees there. We've got Jeremy Scott from Portland. He's a commercial beekeeper running lots of hives, and obviously talking about weather, the challenges of weather from Portland. Now, Portland's Warrnambool. Yeah, that's pretty windy and rugged sort of country out there on the coast of Victoria, so that'll be very cool. I've got Marty from Bendigo Gold. We're going to hear about a honey packer. You know, packing honey. Well, you know, what an interesting sort of niche line of work is, you know, packing honey for other beekeepers. So, and he also too sells a product line called Svinti. Svinti is from Denmark, so Danish product. So we're going to hear all about that. We've got another beekeeper lined up as well, Matthew Peterson from Dividing Creek Farm. He's had a bit of a challenging season. I think a lot of the commercial beekeepers has been super, super challenging. Once again, this weather, I know I keep on going on about it, but this weather has been absolutely sort of shocking. Another beekeeper I want to get, hopefully, is Andrew Boyd. He's a commercial beekeeper from Victoria, running, you know, a couple of thousand hives. So we're going to hear about that and the workload in doing that and the amount of driving, which is going to be very, very cool. We've got Flip Shelton. Now, Flip's actually, Flip's Muesli. She's the author of three cookbooks. She's a yoga and meditation instructor, and she knows and talks food. So we're going to hear some really cool things, you know, with the marriage between honey and various food. So excited. So I've got some awesome guests lined up. If you want to hear someone, don't forget, shoot me for a text message. You can email me, but I'm only behind a computer a couple of times a week. So if there's someone you want to hear, please let me know. You know, let me know, because I'll be super excited, because I want to do lots of these podcasts because I really thoroughly enjoy doing them. Now I've got a little bit more time. It's sort of the workload's backed off on me. So I'll be able to record a lot of these awesome guests. So I'm really excited for that. Also, too, so something I'm thinking, I want your opinion as the listeners. Thinking about this, you know, talking about obviously honey, and I've got my book I put out a year ago, For the Love of Bees. So it talks a little bit about my story and some interesting facts about bees, For the Love of Bees. If you want to get a copy of that, you can see it at my website, bensbees.com.au. But I was thinking about, tell me, I need your advice. I was thinking about doing another book about honey, you know, the history of honey. What can you use honey for? The different types of honey. You know, look in Australia, we've got Manuka honey, which we've had a previous guest on talking all about that. So I'm thinking about doing a book on honey. Now, would that be a good thing? What do you reckon? I'd love to hear advice. So shoot me for a text message, 0437 077 792. Absolutely pumped to be jumping on again and doing some more podcasts. So, and don't forget, any advice, please, let me know. I know some of the audio has been a bit tricky. I'm getting better at doing this and doing the editing, which has been good. So I want to, and also too, I want to hear about the conditions where you are. You know, what's it like where you're keeping bees? Because it's been, you know, obviously we want our best, the best we can do for our bees. And it depends on where we've got bees. And some people have sort of struggled. And some people, their bees are starved and died. You know, we can see bees coming in and out and from the outside and don't know what's going on the inside. So especially with new hobbyist beekeepers, can be a little bit tricky. So, you know, do those regular inspections. If you're just getting into bees, every 2 weeks, just keep an eye on them. Just because they're coming and going, you know, from the outside. I use this analogy with people. It's like 10 acres with 10 sheep. Now, you can physically see that they've eaten all the grass. So what do? We either, you know, if they've eaten all the grass, we either feed them hay, lucerne, oats, or we move them to a new paddock. And it's the same with bees. So super, super important, if you just got into bees or about to get into bees, do those regular inspections. And also too, if you're not sure on something, you know, get yourself a mentor. You know, that's important as well. You know, someone you can actually ask and talk to. And find out, you know, how to sort of better look after those bees. So obviously the weather, I've got a little prediction too. So if you're in sort of Melbourne, Victoria, even maybe a little bit of New South Wales, I think the European wasps are going to be absolutely manic this year. I think they're going to be really, really crazy. I'm seeing a lot of queens around. These, you know, the queen wasp, Vespula germanica. That's actually a good episode, a previous one with Phil Lester. We sort of spoke a lot about that, and it was very interesting. I find them a fascinating species. They're nasty, and their stings really do hurt and really do pack a punch. But the European wasp, so I think this particular weather pattern we're experiencing now is really going to favour those wasps. So once again, so this has got some episodes coming up in about 2 weeks' time, and start rolling them out for Christmas time. We've got Christmas around the corner, and hope everyone's been safe and looking like the world's getting back to a certain sort of normality with COVID. Obviously, that's, you know, created a lot of challenges with people and throughout the world, throughout the globe. So it's been a bit tricky there, but you know, we're moving forwards and we're moving upwards. So that is very, very important. So once again, just a quick hello and thank you, everyone. And really, really enjoy. Hope you enjoy these upcoming podcasts that we've got coming in the next 2 weeks.
Thank you so much for listening to Bees with Ben podcast, and we hope you learned some tips and tricks. It would mean a lot if you could please leave a review, and don't forget to subscribe to get instant updates when a new episode is uploaded. See you next week.